As most of you know, a CCN is synonymous with Utility Service Area. The acronym, Certificate of Convenience and Necessity, refers to the physical certificate issued by the state. What accompanies that certificate is a map that shows where the utility has essentially a monopoly right to serve. Our state has decades of history with the CCN. In the water and wastewater industry, there have been thousands of CCNs issued and amended over the years from various agencies. Most recently, the Texas Commission on Environmental Quality, and now the Public Utility Commission. Until the late 90s, it just wasn't that hard to get a CCN. There often wasn't competition to serve. CCN applications weren't frequently protested at the commissions. If anything, the CCN was seen as an obligation, a liability, a responsibility of the local utility to step up and provide reliable quality service. Times have changed in many parts of the state, particularly where we're seeing explosive growth, dense build-out, and commercial and industrial customers who need a sophisticated utility who can meet fire flow and pressure requirements, with backup water supplies sufficient to withstand droughts that are becoming more recurrent in Texas, and with industrial treatment, pre-treatment on the sewer side, adequate centralized wastewater treatment facilities in place to handle the wastewater. The service that utilities provide is heavily regulated. Many utilities are government entities or nonprofits. The for-profits that are in the water and sewer business face additional regulatory restrictions to protect the public. They have regulatory limits on the rate of return they can earn. That rate of return is still double digit, but low double digit, hovering just above 10%. I make that point because many of the issues and the disputes that are implicated by my topic are economic in nature. Utilities aren't typically flush with cash that can be quickly diverted to new projects to meet new developments needs. Certainly those utilities are in a position to help with development, but this can take planning and some budgeting. The possibility of pursuing additional funding through loans. Yet once customers are online, the business side of a utility is pretty certain, pretty steady, with assured revenues. In these COVID times, it's an essential service, and we know that our utilities are on the ground providing that continuous and adequate service to existing customers. People need water. Communities need centralized wastewater service. We know that raw land to be developable for commercial or residential use requires both water and sewer service. We also know that developers need to manage their costs to make their developments feasible and to make their developments profitable. There are definitely plenty of conflicts, or I wouldn't have been asked to speak today. There are plenty of disputes, protests at the commission, lawsuits in both state and federal court, and interest nearly every legislative session in CCN issues. In this morning's presentation, I'll bring you up to speed with the latest developments from the legislature, in the courts, and at the commission. I'll share with you my observation on the three questions that are presented in this topic. Whether a utility can depend upon the monopoly nature of a CCN for long-term planning and budgeting, whether landowners can depend upon a CCN holder to provide them with the service in the manner and the level needed for that development. And finally, whether landowners get a fair shake when it comes to dealing with CCN holders, whether the costs to bring service to raw land are feasible for development, and whether, if a landowner wants out of a CCN, whether the law has a remedy that's fair. CCN law is primarily state law, though we will get into certain federal aspects that protect CCN holders toward the tail end of my presentation. The state law is found in the Texas Water Code, Chapter 13, Subchapter G. This statute is implemented by the Public Utility Commission's CCN rules. Those rules are in the Texas Administrative Code, Title 16, Chapter 24, Subchapter H. There really isn't much case law defining CCNs and clarifying the duties of CCN holders. Those issues are pretty clear in the express and very detailed language set forth in the statutes and the regulations. In fact, in looking at the three questions presented in my topic, my answer is a simple yes, yes, yes. In areas of low growth, no growth. In areas of predominantly built out systems. In those areas where the CCN is built out, the utilities can rely on their CCNs and not worry about losing CCN. In those areas, it's nearly impossible for most utilities to lose their CCN to competing utilities or landowners' decertification, with limited exception. Without that worry, long-term planning, budgeting aren't at risk from losing customers, facilities, and CCN. Now, there are adequate legal remedies for the customers who may have a gripe about customer service, whether it be taste and odor or the pressure to their homes and their businesses. What customer likes to pay a utility bill? But customers have remedies to dispute their bills, and customers have remedies to deal with utility rates that they believe to be creeping up too high.